Well, this is the final straw. Grounds for running away, I tell you. Thrown out of the house for having bad breath. Bad breath. Now let's review, shall we? I was given dry liver for breakfast, table scraps for dinner. I mean, I've barked and I've barked till I'm silly about Master putting too many onions in the manwich. You think he listens? Yeah, right. Then I guess he expects my breath to smell like Chanel No. 5 or something. Okay, okay. Between meals, I snuck a good root through my own feces. And I may or may not have put some in my mouth. The point is, they contributed to my bad breath as much as I did. And now I'm the one being punished? Is it my fault Mentos hasn't made a doggy biscuit? Hey, if Altoids came out with a chew toy, I'd chew it. It's not like I want bad breath. Hell, you tell me how to beat it, and I'll... Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Gary, quit licking your nuts.
What the...
Hey, you want to quit riding my ass for 1 second here? I've got limits to how much I can be pushed, you know.
Quiet down, Jerry. You're scaring the puppy.
Oh, that is it. That is it.
I'm serious this time. Why, if it wasn't for the gate being shut, I'd be so gone right now. I'd probably never come back. I'd get into adventures, maybe befriend a young boy who begs to let his parents keep me. Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if we ended up shooting a television pilot, become the next Air Bud, and whatever the hell Air Bud's kid's master's name was. Yep, old Master's lucky he put that fence up. That's all I can tell you. The latch on that gate is saving that f***er from an assload of heartache, all right.
Walter, did you know you left the gate open again?
Well, what the hell do I care?
You don't want Jerry to get out, do you?
That fence is 3 feet high, Mother. If Jerry wanted to leave, he'd leave. Now quit nagging me. I'm playing with the puppy.
So it's come to this. Taking old Jerry for granted now, huh? Well, there's nothing stopping me now. Yes, sir, time to scratch that 49-year itch. Time to leave this old life for a new one. See what the world beyond the fence line has to offer. Here we go, Jerry. One more step.
Man, this is harder than it looks. Suddenly, all I can remember are the good things Master's done for me. Who am I kidding? I love him.
Shut up, Jerry, you lousy mutt.
Oh, f*** him then. Wow, so this is life outside the fence. I mean, I've been outside the fence, but never as a free dog. The air suddenly smells better. Hello, sidewalk. Hello, hubcap. You can't tempt me today. Life is too good to chase you. Hello, fire hydrant. Take that. Yeah. Hello, cats. That's right. Carry on. Not even a couple of bitches like you can drag me down today. This is the walk of freedom you're witnessing. I tell you, I'm a new dog. Well, hello, strange man with a big giant net. And how are you today? Hey!
5 minutes later.
Stupid dog. What you smiling at? Don't you know who I am?
A sweaty man who clearly doesn't subscribe to the rules of modern-day hygiene?
I'm the dog catcher, and I'm your worst nightmare, doggy.
Oh, no. My worst nightmare was last week, when I dreamed I was on So You Think You Can Dance, and I looked down, and I wasn't wearing any shoes.
John Mutt don't not even realize he's headed to the pound.
Stupid dog catcher. Don't not even realize he just used a double negative.
You'll see what the pound's all about soon enough, eh, doggy?
Well, I don't know anything about that. I was just thinking about how miserable Master must be right now.
10 minutes later...
Well, here's your home now, Smiley.
Jerry.
It's probably the last home you'll ever know.
Jeez. Now this is a fence without an open gate. Wow. What have you gotten yourself into, Jerry?
Well, look at what we got here, boys. Fresh meat. And isn't she pretty?
Holy shit. I've never seen dogs with tattoos before.
Everyone's got one of those barbed wire on the leg tattoos.
Shut up! I was the first one to get it. Or one of the first ones. It's still cool, I think.
You're telling yourself that.
Enough. My name's Bubba. Well, that's not too cliche. And you've done ended up in Bubba's prison cell now, boy. And in Bubba's prison cell, newcomers do exactly what Bubba tells them to do. What you want me to do, then? Sneak you in some biscuits? Spot you on the bench press? Begin a comprehensive library so you can use your time in here to learn to read? No. I got a better idea for you. Hey, boys. Looky here. My nuts. And newcomer here can reach them. How cool is that?
Hello! Boy dog! Can I just help you fold some laundry or something?
Grab him, boys.
No, wait! I didn't drop the shampoo! Why is this happening to me? Did I fall asleep while Master was watching Oz again? Guard! You can help me any time now! Guards! Wait, fellas! I'll bet you I can eat 50 hard-boiled eggs. How about that? What do you say, guys? How about a bet?
Jerry!
Oh, thank God.
Here I am, Master, at the bottom of this giant pile of gay canines.
Canines, if you will.
There he is, Warden. There's my Jerry. Get him out of there before they run a gravy train on him. Get him out of there so we can take our boy home.
10 minutes later.
How's it feel to be a free dog again, Jerry?
I'll never take it for granted again, Master. Now, if you'll excuse me. I do believe by now you know how this bit ends.